John Stewart, Biden too fucking old, shouldn't be president. By Paul Bois on May 7, 2024. Comedian John Stewart declared President Joe Biden just might be too fucking old to be the commander-in-chief. The comedian offered his summation of Biden's mental fitness during a comedy performance at the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. I know liberals say, don't say Joe Biden is old, don't say what people see with their own eyes. You can say it, he can't hear us, Stewart said. I know you know how fucking old he is, and I know you don't want to say it because Trump is so scary, but he's so fucking old, he added. When you watch him on television, you're nervous, aren't you? Stewart ultimately concluded that while Biden has something to offer the world, he just shouldn't be president. I'm not saying that Biden can't contribute to society, he just shouldn't be president, he said. Echoing complaints that other Democrats have made, Stewart lamented that Americans must choose between Biden and Trump. Why are we allowing this? And now we're going to have a president that's the two oldest people that have ever run for the office of the presidency, Stewart said. John Stewart faced backlash earlier this year when he called out Biden's age. This guy couldn't remember stuff during his deposition. Do you understand what that means? He had no ability to recall very basic things under questioning. The footage of the president unable to recall simple facts must have been brutal to watch, Stewart said in February. However, 1 month later, Stewart appeared to backtrack on his claim following Biden's State of the Union address. Which one of you pricks wants to fight? Put up your dukes. Biden is back, baby. I know that all the haters have been out there, talking their shit, he is too old, he is too weak. He won't be able to make it, he is, I see you haters. I know who you are. Pulls mirror, blows himself a kiss, he said. Of course, by the way, the State of the Union was just the Democratic message. But does that message survive a concise and intelligent rebuttal? It happened on Thursday. I should read the whole thing, though I should. Would it survive a concise and intelligent rebuttal from the GOP? Or whatever it was that Alabama Senator Katie Britt, he added. With the Netflix special, Jon Stewart seems to have reversed himself again. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.